It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, he's on the road. Drive safely, man. Tim Sidden from the Cat 5 Band. Doing, what's up, man?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since we've had you on.
I know, man. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes,
good
sir.
Lord, man. It's been a long time.
Yes, sir. We knew we had you with when we had with Cat 5 on the Galleon, and then we also had you in here one time. You came in with Dustin York, actually, in studio. So I believe this is the first time we've had you on the phone.
I think so, yeah. It's been a couple years, I guess.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah.
Good to be back on here, man.
Yes, sir, man. Well, you've been busy. You've been a little busy since the last time we talked to you. Cat 5 up and rolling as much as it can be with everything going on with the pandemic. Real quick, before we get really into this, Hal, give us a little update on Cat 5. What's going on with the guys in the band and everything?
Well, everybody's working part-time jobs, basically, now, you know, through this. You know, honestly, man, we got a lot of good things in the works for next year. We got a new song coming out that I've personally been sitting on for about 6 years, and it's called The Beach and the Boulevard. It'll be out sometime, you know, in the first, probably this winter of 2021, or excuse me, spring of 2021. Jerry's wrote some songs. He's got a cool song called Drive. Just a lot of good things going on, but I've got a few songs. You know, so we're pretty excited about what's coming up. We're getting ready to release for the new year. We're going to release a, I'm going to pull over here. You might hear me better. But at the first of the year, we're going to release a live video that we done back in May for the COVID-19 situation that we cut down at Myrtle Beach. We're going to release that for sale. And so we've got a lot of good things going on. New shirts coming out today for our show tonight. And just a lot of cool things, man. I mean, it's just... you know, even though it's slowed down, you know, we're preparing for a big 2021 because, you know, they got the vaccine. It looks like it's going to come out hopefully sometime in the next couple of days. You know, they'll be giving that. So maybe spring, summer of 2021, man, we can get to rolling again like old time, you know, like old time.
Exactly. You know, exactly. So you guys actually have a gig tonight then?
Yeah. We're playing in North Myrtle Beach at Locals on the Water. It's a really nice venue. It's right on the waterway, and they got a huge stage, you know, spread out. You know, you can sit outside, inside. And it's actually right now, it's about 70 degrees down here, so it's not bad at all. And it's supposed to stay fairly warm tonight. We're outside on the big stage right beside the waterway. So, you know, looking forward to that. It's our first time in, and this is actually the last show, unless something changes. Cooper canceled our last two shows of the year, so this will be the last show that we do this year. And then we're off the month of January. We're going to be working on a brand new show for 2021, and like a live show. We've got about right now we've got about 13 or 14 songs to learn and a medley or two, and then we're going to add about 8 more to that. And so when we come out 2021, it's going to be a brand new show.
Well, you know,
so that's the goal.
I was going to say, you know, I've had a bunch of people on, and if there's any silver lining to any of this, it's, you know, I guess retooling and like you said, adding stuff to your live shows, and then also the live shows that you did on, I guess it was like Facebook Live. It was recorded, like you said, down in North Myrtle Beach. You guys got 3 releases out of that. There was Something That Said Love with Glenn on lead. There's also Steal Away with Jerry on lead, and then one we're going to play here in just a minute, Ain't Nothing Better from you on lead. I guess, what went into you guys deciding to release those as singles?
You there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right, here we go. The question I asked, I was like, you know, you got 3 singles that you got from that North Myrtle Beach live show, Steal Away with Jerry, Something That Said Love with Glenn on lead, and then you had Ain't Nothing Better with yourself on lead. What went into the, you know, choosing those 3 songs, those being the 3 songs that you chose from that live show, and just what went into putting that out?
Well, you know, basically, you know, I've got the production tapes and everything at the house, and and I was going through, and, you know, that's a live, I mean, what you get is what you see. I mean, all mistakes. I mean, there's, you know, we hadn't played in 2.5 months. I mean, we hadn't even rehearsed in 2.5 months whenever we played that song, when we played that show. So there's a lot of rough edges. I mean, we come in Saturday afternoon and run the show one time. But we were hoping Tuff would be there for the live show, and it just didn't work out. And but anyway, the Pro Tools rig messed up, and so we got a 2-track tape of the recording, you know. And so what we did is I matched it up to the video and remixed it a little bit as much as I could, you know, like a 2-track, and put some bottom end on it and all that. Tracy done a great job mixing on it, you know, and just so it made it easy, made my job easy, and I just give it more of a live feel because he was mixing, you know, like in his headphones. So I just made it feel more live. And, so, I mean, it really worked out good, man. So, you know, and it could have been better, but, you know, it was the first time that we'd ever done that. And in all honesty, man, it turned out great.
It sounds great, man. It sounds great. I do want, you know, Tim mentioned this production company. He does have Tim Sidden Productions, and we're going to talk more about that after the song. Because, you know, people know about your short stint. You had a short stint with Jim Quick and Coastline. You were with Hip Pocket for a long time. Now you've been with that. You left Hip Pocket to go to Cat 5.
Well, I was never with Jim Quick. I sat in with him.
You sat in with him a few times. That's I should reword that. You sat in with him a few times, but then you went to Hip Pocket full time, and then now you're with Cat 5 full time. And a lot of people know about that, you know, the music side of it, but they don't know your production side of it. So we're going to talk a little more about that after the song. But you hang tight for me. Hang on the line. Everybody else, I'm going to play this one. Like I said, three singles off that live show, Tim Sidden sang one of them, and that would be this one right here and one of my favorites right here, Ain't Nothing Better, Cat 5 featuring Tim Sidden. Hang on the line for me, Tim.
Okay.
From the Brian West Jeweler Studios to your radio.
This is WNCT AM Greenville, WELS FM Kinston, WAVQ AM Jacksonville, W291DO Jacksonville, WIKS HD2, W239BC Greenville, W290CB Winterville, W266AB Jacksonville, W238CF Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase featuring Mr. Tim Sidden from the Cat 5 Band, sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance. And Tim, what a great, great rendition of that song, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
I love that one. Song. We love that one over here at the Boardwalk.
I hear you, boy. I love that.
Well, yeah, you know.
That's a good song, man.
Well, I was going to also say, you know, people know about your music. So I think one thing that's really cool that you're doing, I don't know who's doing it. Maybe it's you. The Cat 5 Facebook page showing basically some old videos of other projects the Cat 5 members had. And there's one of you. With the coattails flapping out over there at the Carolina Opera House.
Yeah. That's been a long time ago, man. That's back in the 90s and early 2000s, man.
How long did you stay there?
14 years. I was 13, 14 years right at it. So it was a long haul. I didn't think I'd be there 6 months, you know, because I'd never done anything like that. And, I mean, it's just, in all honesty, man, that's the best of the best musicians and singers anywhere, you know. That's just Calvin has brought that thing together, and over the years just created the dynasty of that place. I mean, in all honesty, I give him all kudos, man. He made, when I first come down here, Myrtle Beach was shut down in the wintertime. There wasn't nobody here, and he pushed for buses, you know, for his own benefit for the show and stuff. But he's the one that brought the buses into Myrtle Beach and started the winter, you know, the fall, winter, you know, spring, early spring, you know, January and February, bus tours that come down here from Canada and all that. And, I mean, it just, you know, it was a great time in my life. I wouldn't do it again, you know, because it's 6 nights a week and you don't have no breaks. But, you know, I love doing it, but I'd rather be a broke free man than, you know, to just, you know, work 300 and some odd shows a year at one place, you know.
I wouldn't take
nothing for it. Because Calvin was probably the best boss I ever had in my life. But, you know, and then I left there and went to Nashville, you know. And, of course, I was out there with Singletary and Red Aiken and all that. But we were, But you know, just I've had a blessed career, man. I mean, it's been really cool, and got to work with a lot of people that I've never dreamed of as a kid. And you know, dipping my foot in the beach music scene, you know, it's a little bit different for me because I come from a different background. But you know, I'm just trying to get a hold on the music here and the feel and the spirit and all that. It's been tough for me because it's a lot different than what I'm used to.
Yeah, you mentioned Daryl Singletary over there in Nashville. You know, we've talked about you doing that before, but let me ask you this. You know, we're going to go, we've talked about your music side, and we've done that plenty of times here on the show, but one thing when we were talking earlier this week, I don't know if we've ever really gone in depth about, is your production side. You know, you got Tim Sidden Productions, and did you ever do any production stuff when you were over there in Nashville before you came to Beach?
I did. Well, actually, one of them is a song that y'all play the socks off of up there. It was Dustin York, Dr. Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And that was done in Nashville with some of the best players in the business. And we actually cut that song before, you know, me and Dustin got into beach music. So it was actually cut as a country song. You know, we were going to shop him, and then things opened up with Hip Pocket, and we had opened the door to all the industry down here. And but I do a lot of production stuff. In fact, getting ready to go back to Nashville and do two more songs for Archie Bell. So, you know, so I still work out there some. Not as much as I used to, but, you know, I go back. I used to go about a week out of every 2 months, and now it's about a week out of every 6 months or 8 months.
Yeah, and we talk about all the stuff that you've done as far as production side. A lot of people probably don't realize this, but you know, the We Are Beach Music big medley, yeah, that came out, you produced that. You also produced the tribute to Danny Woods.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the
We Are Beach Music was special to me. You know, I mean, I got to work. I'm probably the luckiest guy in the world because I come into the beach music scene and work with virtually every artist in the industry. You know, and it's like, with there was, I'm trying to think, around 55 maybe singers out of beach music that was on that record, on that song, and that was
it was a lot.
It was a bear to do, but I tell you, man, I mean, it just, you know, I wouldn't take anything for it, man. I'm just a blessed guy to be able to do that. And then the Danny Woods thing, you know, Danny made an impact on my life, and that was a work of love for me. And Kendrick's, man, he just killed that, you know. And then, you know, I mean, just some sweet people, man.
Yeah, we wouldn't have time to go through every song that you've produced because you've done a lot. I mean, we were talking during the week. I mean, you've done a ton. It just now in the beach music industry that you've only been in for a few years. So, I mean, but one thing I want to do, I was going to play the Danny Woods tribute coming out of the interview, but it is Christmas. And I did notice that you guys have released one. An artist you work with quite often is Deb Browning. And
yeah, I was working on a new song for her next year today.
Yeah, you work with her a lot. But she has made a parody song. Now, who wrote this? It's the Here Comes Amazon. Did Deb write this?
She wrote this. I mean, she's really coming into her own as a songwriter. I mean, the last two songs that I'm working on, you know, the Christmas Amazon thing, she came in the studio and she said, I know that you're going to think I'm crazy. I said, but she said, I got something I want you to listen to. And she sat down there and she'd pre-recorded a little bit of music at the house. And she started singing this thing. And I was howling, man. I said, this is it, man. I love it. I love what she done with this song. I mean, it's just, you know, I was like, man,
it's hilarious.
Know, only you
it's
could hilarious. Think of this. I swear, man.
I listened to it earlier this week when you sent it to me. She did a little snippet on Facebook, but I heard the whole song when you sent it to me, and I was just like, well, this is amazing right here.
I know. I was like, man. And, you know, I said, you are probably the only person in the world to come up with something like this. And she is, you know. And, but, you know, we got some ideas for that song. We're going to be doing some things and whatever. And so, you know, it's good, man. I'm glad you're playing that song for her, you know, because I think your audience will love it, man. And, you know, in all honesty, Jason, I mean, Justin is.
You did that on purpose, Tim.
We did it on purpose, Tom. Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't call you Fred, man. I said Jason. So, but anyway, in all honesty, we need a laugh, man. The year we've been through has been pure tea crap, and this song brings a smile. It's a new twist on words, and it's just cool, and it's something to brighten your day.
You're 100% spot on that, man. You really are. Tim, I want to thank you for coming on. Like I said, we usually go out with something you've sang, but you did have your hands in this. You produced this. And, man, just keep doing your thing. Keep doing all that great producing and keep making that great music with Cat 5.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that, man.
You want to give any one more time because I know you got new shirts coming out. Tell everybody how they can get new shirts and also go see the tour dates for Cat 5 real quick before I let you go.
Yeah, look us up on Facebook at Cat 5 Live. That's the band website. And then you can go to the Carolina Queen. I know you know I've got the Carolina Queen shirts.
Yep.
That is My Carolina Queen, you know, at My Carolina Queen on Facebook. And or you can go to my website. I've just got a little splash page. It's timsitton.com. And you can go to that and access anything you want.
All right.
So, thank you, man.
Tim, hang on live for everybody else. You get Deb Browning, and this is a song we were just talking about. Hopefully it'll put a smile on your face like it did mine and Tim's. Here Comes Amazon from Deb Browning. Once again, Tim, thank you, buddy.
For see, buddy.